Hey, Aiden.
Okay.
No, I'm asking you a question. Do you want another question?
Yeah.
Which days of the week are the strongest?
I don't know.
It's Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Yeah.
The rest are weekdays.
Yeah. Yeah, little mommy.
All right. This is the Dad's Home Podcast, and I have Aiden here as my special guest for this one. So, welcome. I'm your host, Micah, and we'll see you in a second. All right. Welcome back. Hey, did you like that joke, Aiden?
Yeah.
You did? Did you get it?
I want the park.
I know. He wants the park. So, we are at his physical therapy appointment, but we're a little early, so I decided to start the podcast here with him, because I thought that might be fun. What do you think, bud?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Hi, mommy.
Oh. So, it's been a rough few weeks. So, last week, I was sick. That's why we didn't do a podcast. And the week before, if you follow Instagram, we had an insanely busy day with parent-teacher conferences, all of his therapies, and everything else. It was an insane day. So I missed that one too. So I apologize, but this week we're back, and we're going to talk about some of the struggles that you've been causing, huh? What have you been doing lately?
I don't know.
Yo, you don't know.
I love Dr. Denton.
You love Dr. Denton, yes, I know.
What?
No, I know.
Why?
Because we don't need to see him. I know.
Jack?
Jake?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jake's one of his therapists and one of his speech therapists, and he's a great guy. In fact, all of his therapists are really great people. They've known him for a lot of years, and they know his ins and outs and how to best work with him. So we're grateful for them. So he, and we've been dealing with, I think I've talked about this before, we've been dealing with the transitional issues with losing his behavioral therapist and kind of doing things on our own, trying our best to adapt, and it's been a struggle. There was a little bit of a, I don't want to say honeymoon period, but there was a period there of probably 2 to 3 weeks where he was totally fine. And I think that a lot of that had to do with him not really realizing that he wasn't going to be seeing Nicole anymore. Do you miss Nicole?
Marco.
You want more, Nicole?
Yeah.
So there was that period where we think, this is our observation, that he just didn't realize that life was permanently changing for him. And since then, since he's had that realization, things have been pretty rough. We're again at the point where he demands 100%. Well, 110% of our attention, 100% of the time. And if or when he doesn't get that, then it's violence, it's yelling, hitting, screaming, throwing, all the things. And so both Caitlin and I have been at our wits' end, and we, thankfully, we talked to another behavioral therapy place, got him on the wait list because, just like everywhere else, there's not people working. And so they have a lot of clients, but not a lot of therapists. So he's on that wait list. Then we found out something else. He's on a medication, and that medication we feel like hasn't been helping him at all. So we went and talked to Dr. Denton. You remember?
Yeah.
And we talked with him about some solutions. We have him scheduled to see a psychiatrist who specializes with autistic kids. And we also have him scheduled to speak to somebody about some medical management, medicine management. I can't remember. My wife scheduled the call, scheduled the meeting. So we have that. And then today we actually spoke to somebody else to get him back with a behavioral therapist and with respite. So that process has started, and thank goodness it was a huge answer to prayers, because life got, you know, turned upside down because of that whole therapy situation. And expectations were no longer what we expected. And so there's some light. There's some light here at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. We're excited to try and get him in with somebody we know will help him. And see if we can help him be better self-regulated. And so that's kind of a brief update and why things were pretty struggly the last few weeks. But more so, I just wanted to have Aiden on here. Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
You want to tell him your name?
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
Daddy.
You say you love you? Or yeah. You love them?
Yeah.
Okay. What about, can you say my?
Mine.
Name?
Mine.
Is?
H. H.
Is what?
I don't know.
What's your name?
Aiden.
Aiden. What's your favorite thing to eat?
Cookies. I want park pizza.
You want to go to the park?
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we go to the park after therapy? Yeah.
Basketball.
Should we do that?
Yeah.
You want Nathan to bring his basketball?
What?
Yeah.
You think cookie pie?
No cookie pie.
Basketball.
Basketball?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can tell, but he's really excited. He's been wanting to go to the park all day, but it's been kind of a crazy day again. And so we're going to do this, do the park after therapy. Oh, not yet. Hey, stay in the car, dude.
Why?
I know. We're almost there. Anyway, this is going to be a short one. I wanted to showcase a little bit of his speech. Because you are talking so much.
I want basketball.
I know you want basketball. Should we go see Billy?
I want park.
I know you want park. He's talking great. Oh, and there's some attitude too. So, anyway, we have some hope coming up soon. Some relief for Caitlin to do some of the work that she wants to do. And more importantly, help for Aiden here in the future to help him grow, help him learn, and help him be more confident in himself. So with that, I appreciate you listening. And you want to say bye?
Bye. Ew. Come.
Yeah?
Bye.
All right. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.